This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand, and we're going to spend the next few minutes in Utopia. Glenn Reynolds will take us there. He founded the libertarian blog Instapundit. He puts out a podcast, runs a music label, and a microbrewery.
Plus, he's got an actual job. He's a law professor at the University of Tennessee.
In Reynolds' new book, An Army of Davids, he argues that his way of life is the utopia of the future. I spoke with Glenn Reynolds recently. He said that new technology is empowering regular people to remake society in a way that benefits the little guy.
It's really sort of a back-to-the-future approach. That is, if you look up until the Industrial Revolution, most things that most people did were done on a pretty small scale. You know, blacksmiths made iron. We didn't have giant steel mills. People wrote books and, for that matter, printed them in a pretty small setting. It was the development of technologies like steam power and all the other stuff that went with the Industrial Revolution and things like the corporate form of organization that made big organizations more possible that led us to have this sense in the 19th and 20th centuries that pretty much anything worth doing was probably going to have to be done by a huge organization. And now the technology and the economics have shifted. A lot of stuff that used to require tools that only a big organization or a government could afford can now be done with things you can buy at Best Buy. And in fact, people are doing it.
And they are doing it, and they are, as you say, returning home to work. In what businesses are we talking about?
Well, right now, most of the progress is seen in places that deal with information. Nearly as many people as work at Walmart actually make their living selling on eBay. The model for the 21st century is probably one that looks more like eBay than like Walmart, an organization that takes advantage of lots of people doing what they want, as opposed to a top-down organization that makes its money by telling a lot of people what to do.
Are you talking about a relatively small group of people, as you say, people in the information industries and people of a certain class and income level?
To some degree. I mean, at the moment, that's where it's starting. But, of course, that's where early adopters tend to be, is people of a certain class and income level. But I do think that you're going to see it spread. And, in fact, hopefully let us do for manufacturing over the next several decades what we've done for information over the last several.
Which would mean what? Manufacturing things in our homes?
Yeah, personal manufacturing. It would mean that for many small-scale operations, you could do all the manufacturing in-house and ship almost anything that could be custom-made, which we're already seeing some of. In fact, there was a terrific article in Wired about a guy who designed and made his own electric guitars using a service called eMachine Shops, which is online.
Well, it sure sounds like utopia that you would be able to spend this time at home with your family and sort of repairing these social relationships that get frayed with long commutes. And, you know, a lot of people point to technology as being the main culprit behind the dissolution of these relationships, that because technology is ever present, you're on call to work all the time. And that, in effect, destroys the relationships that you're saying could be strengthened with this technology.
My experience and that of a lot of people I've talked to is that it is better for your family to work from home, that just being physically around and being able to interact from time to time is a lot better than being away at an office doing something that your family doesn't even quite grasp.
Glenn Reynolds is also known as the libertarian blogger Instapundit. He's also the author of An Army of Davids, How Markets and Technology Empower Ordinary People to Beat Big Media, Big Government, and Other Goliaths. And Glenn Reynolds, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.